Welcome back to Washington Watch Weekly. I'm Tony Perkins. FRC is a proud member of an organization called the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability, or ECFA. Now, we understand the sacrifice that families make by investing their hard-earned dollars in the work that we do and other nonprofits, and it's charitable giving. It's your giving of your resources to us, and we want to be good stewards of that. And we welcome the ECFA's assessment of our stewardship. They're a separate entity that sets up guidelines and looks at what we do and other nonprofits and said, yeah, they live by the appropriate standards and they're good stewards. And given the work that they do, the ECFA has a unique perspective on the potential results that the current political climate in Washington could have on nonprofit organizations. Well, I'm happy now to welcome the president of the ECFA, Dan Busby, to the program. Dan has over 40 years of experience serving the Christ Center Church in the nonprofit community, and we're honored to work alongside him here in Washington, D.C. Dan, welcome to the program.
It's great to be with you today, Tony.
Well, Dan, just tell our listeners just a little bit about the mission of ECFA and the work that you do.
Sure. ECFA enhances trust for donors by accrediting Christ-centered organizations that step up in terms of accountability, transparency, and integrity. And this increased giver confidence leads to greater generosity of time, treasure, and talents, which in turn provides enhanced resources to fulfill the Great Commission.
Mm-hmm. Well, before the break, I kind of set up this segment talking about the fiscal cliff and all the talk about what's going to happen here in just a couple of weeks with cuts to defense, cuts to discretionary spending, and then, of course, a huge tax increase. But there's more to this discussion, because all of this talk about revenue enhancements, one of the places that politicians are looking is the charitable deduction. What does that mean?
Well, that's exactly right. While a lot of the talk focuses on the fiscal cliff, one of the underlying important topics that we're concerned about is that it not be turned into a charitable giving crisis. And so when your listeners hear about developments on the Hill, you'll hear folks talk about caps, floors, and credits. Those are the three things that we'll begin to hear discussed more frequently. In other words, capping the charitable deduction so that that only deductions underneath the cap will count for tax purposes, or providing a floor for charitable deductions. In other words, only gifts above the floor will be deductible, or exchanging a charitable deduction for a credit. And while that sounds really good, in theory, that is really just a code word for reducing charitable gift incentives, making the credit not as valuable as the charitable gift deduction.
So in layman's terms, they're talking about taking away the deduction that individuals who make a charitable contribution, whether it's to their church, whether it be to the Salvation Army, Samaritan's Purse, or to the local symphony, they may lose that deduction or a portion of it?
That's exactly right. It means that the cost of giving would go up. Donors, in turn, would have less incentive to give. Charities would have less funds and be able to provide fewer programs. That's really the long and short of it. And studies have consistently shown that these various proposals would cost charities billions of dollars in gifts.
Well, Dan, wait a minute. I'm obviously missing something here, and I think probably most of the listeners are thinking, scratching their heads too. I mean, you pick up a newspaper on any given day, and you're going to see about how we're at this record level of unemployment, how we have this stagnant economy. I mean, I tell you, I can't pick up a paper without at least once or twice a week reading where I'm traveling around the country, where a local food bank is out of food because the demand is higher than it's ever been. But what we're talking about here are the donations that go to those organizations being kind of curtailed as a result of this policy change.
That's exactly right. And what you hear is what we're hearing. The needs, whether it's the programs provided by the local church or the rescue mission organizations that provide child sponsorship and on. The needs are greater than we have ever seen, and this comes at a time when our country seems to be locked in a long-term economic crisis with no light at the end of the tunnel. And so we continually hear from charities that each year, over perhaps the last 5 years during this recessionary environment, they have been doing more with less each year.
So this would only exacerbate the problem we have by driving more people to government services, resulting in the government looking for more revenue in order to meet these services, in which we all know, based on the evidence, that the government providing these services is never as efficient as the private sector.
That's exactly right. The private sector is best at providing these services, and data suggests that for every dollar a donor gets in tax relief for charitable contributions, the public typically receives $3 of benefit. And one of the issues that I think is often overlooked is strong charities help volunteers step up and volunteer their time. Mm-hmm. And so it's not just a matter of money,
right.
It's a matter of the cash and the volunteer effort combined that makes the charity so important in our society.
Dan, we're about out of time, but I want to give you an opportunity. What can people do to weigh in on this and make a difference right now?
Well, it's time, I believe, Tony, for your listeners to contact the senator's representatives, write letters, send emails, work the telephones. We need to leave the charitable contribution system and charities in place just like they are, so we can encourage givers to be generous.
Dan, thank you so much. As always, appreciate the work that you do at ECFA, and thank you for leading out on this very, very important issue that's going to affect the lives of millions of Americans.
Thank you. God bless you, Tony.